fill my part two. And Jesus said, the scripture said, if you have, Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed.
Hallelujah. Right.
Now that's, I mean, he made that illustration. I think that showing us it don't take mountains of faith to move mountains.
Yeah.
If you have a little bit of faith, and the Bible says that we have been given the measure of faith. And we can walk a faith-filled life.
Amen.
Live a faith-filled life. We can.
Amen.
And we are. We do to a certain point. But how many knows that when we live a faith-filled life, we will experience the things of the kingdom. We will experience the promises of God.
Amen.
Whether it's financially, you know, whether it's physically. You know, I mean, I simply refuse for sickness to stay in my body.
Mm-hmm.
I drive it out. I call drive it out. I use my faith.
Right.
I exercise my faith over my body, I mean, I say it a whole lot over myself. Thank you, Lord, that my heart is strong. Thank you, Lord. My liver is good. Thank you, Lord, that my digestive system is good. Lord, thank you, Lord, that my bones are strong and I don't have to drink a lot of milk. Nothing wrong with it. They say it makes your bones strong. I don't know if it does or not, praise God. But how many know that faith is the way that we live as Christians? Somebody told me one time, they said, well, you know, your church is just a faith movement. And I said, no, it's not a faith. The Bible's not a faith movement. You know, faith is, the Bible says the just shall live. It didn't say some churches are going to have faith and some are not.
Right.
You know, some are going to be a faith movement. No, faith comes by hearing the word.
Right.
You know, it's so much so when I was coming up as a young Christian that it seemed that the Bible separated me. It seemed that Christians thought that I was far out. You know, preachers thought that I was far out, you know, but all I was doing was getting in that Bible and they come out with a bracelet, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And so I started thinking, well, what would Jesus, we're supposed to do like Jesus does. And they would relate that bracelet to cussing, smoking, lying, cheating, stealing, you know, being good. But I related that as Jesus cast out devils, healed the sick, raised the dead.
Amen.
And if I'm supposed to do what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? So all of these things, honestly, faith will set you apart from people sometimes.
Right. Right.
You know, I mean, it'll just set you apart. I've had people to say, well, Scotty, just that fat cat Scotty, you know, ain't got no problems, plenty of money. And they just didn't have none of that. I had plenty of problems and no money, but I had faith. And faith caused them to see me like I had plenty.
Right.
That's the way it should be.
Right.
Right.
Whenever we're walking in faith and trusting God, we're broke and busted. We don't even think broke and busted. We're like, glory to God. God knows where I'm at. He'll supply all of my needs. See what I'm saying?
Right.
I was in the presence of some folk one time when the economy fell in 2007, 2008, 2009, and 2010. Had it not been for God, I would have went under in my business. I've been in business since 1994, you know, and for my own self, Lord put me in it. But anyways, if it hadn't have been for the Lord, then I would have went under. You know, things would have happened. I would have lost my home. I owed for everything then. I don't owe for a whole lot now. Praise God. Because of trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I stood on the one scripture that Jesus said. How many of those Deuteronomy 8:3 says, give me that, dude. Let's just read that for our Lord. Deuteronomy 8:1-3. All these commandments, talking about the word at that time, which I command thee this day, shall you observe to do that you may live. He's telling them, my words are life. They're going to cause you to live. Observe that you may live and multiply. And go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, talking about Canaan land. And they shall remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to test you. I mean, the word will test you.
Right.
I mean, the word will put you to the test. You know, just take tithing. We can't afford to tithe. I mean, most Christians think they can't afford to tithe. Right. They read that word, they know that word, and that word tests them.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And that's what God was saying to them. Thou shalt remember the way which the Lord led, God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in your heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Go ahead. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know. Look, Christ tell him, that man doeth not live by bread alone. He, in other words, he's telling them, I brought y'all out here. I caused y'all to have to trust me to show you that I'm God, that I would deliver you, know everything, don't work out the way you want. I didn't lead you the way that you really wanted to go, maybe.
Right.
But I was testing you. I was showing you that I'm God.
Amen.
And then I realize today, after all these years, a few years of serving God, that I don't live by natural means alone.
Amen.
God's word is food to my spirit. Yes. God's word, we read it last week, Wednesday night, the psalmist said, Lord, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In other words, it shows me where I'm at, praise God, and then gives me a view of the path that I'm on, what it'll lead to. It's called vision.
Glory to God.
How many knows if you take the word of God, just like, maybe you're attacked in your body or whatever. You take 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah over there 55-53, you go through and you let that create an image of healing. You go and find out where Paul laid hands on him, took the handkerchief. You get in those scriptures of healing, study the word, meditate the word, say it out of your mouth. By Jesus Christ, I'm healed. I'm telling you, it'll cause vision to see yourself. You can come out of this.
Amen.
That's exactly what he was telling them here, to show you that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God does man live. Now, walking a faith-filled life, don't mean that you're not going to have trouble. You're going to have the trouble with faith or without it. Come on, somebody. You're going to experience trouble whether you have faith or you don't have faith.
Yeah.
Jesus said, in this world you will face tribulation.
Right.
He didn't say those with faith or without faith. He said, if you're in this world. He said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome.
Hallelujah.
And then in him, the Bible says, in him we move, breathe, and have our being. So in him we are what? More than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
More than.
Amen.
Not just enough, not just when. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We're more than. Why? The Bible says our life is hid in God through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I remember I was lost when my dad passed on, and I went into an oppression for I guess a year or so, but because I think I might have been 19 years old, and that was devastating that my dad had a massive heart attack and gone, just gone. And so grieved. I didn't know how to rely on God, not to grieve myself to death, so to speak.
Right.
But you know what? Time went on, I got born again, and then when my mom passed on, I'd already heard the Lord prepare me with sermons and all of that stuff, about people, because I was wondering how do I as a minister help people not to grieve for 15 years over somebody they loved that went left here.
Right.
Because I would see them every Christmas, they're sad. Every time an event took place, they would go in and their life was not happy. And so I heard of this minister one time. He said that he was grieving, you know, and the Lord told him, remember all the good things, all the good times, the time that I let you have with them, the life that I let you have with them to enjoy them, and blah, blah, blah. You know, went on, you know, then when my mom died, my God, I didn't grieve very long. I thought my mama would kill me if I brought her back here. She's born again. She's totally healed in heaven with Jesus. She's rejoicing when she's up there with Paul and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And all of them we've read about, preached stories about, you know. And then I thought, glory to God, I had a good life with my mama. And you know what? It caused me not to grieve as long. Okay. See, that's the power of a faith-filled life. The faith helps you do that. Gives you confidence, and then God illuminate the path, see?
Right.
Well, back to the story, you know, man shall not live by bread alone. I'd read that, praise God, and I thought, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me to build my life where I live by the word of God, where I put confidence. And the Lord told me once that time, he said, don't have faith in the word. He said, know that the word is truth and it's alive. He said, but the Bible don't never say put your trust in Scripture.
Right.
It says have faith in God.
Amen.
He said, don't have faith in the Word. The Word without the Spirit, Jesus said, is dead.
Yeah.
Spirit of God's where it brings that, makes that Word come to life. You know, and so the Lord said, have faith in me based on the Word.
Amen. Yeah.
Based on the word of God, I rolled back the Red Sea. Based on the word of God, I dried up the Jordan River. Based on the word of God, the river turned to blood.
Right.
He said, based on the word of God, I had fire in the wilderness that kept them warm. He said, he began to show me, you know, and based on the word of God, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed.
Glory to God.
I thought, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Glory to God. Now, you know, you'll go around and your nose running, snot hanging out. And people will look at you and say, how are you? I'm healed, bless Amen. God. Well, you don't look like it. I don't go by that. I live by the word.
Amen.
That's faith.
Right.
People say, well, Brother Scotty, he's just in denial that it's there. No, I don't deny it's there. It's not hanging out of my nose, and I got a handkerchief. And I blow it. But I am not going to sit down in it and say this is just the way it is.
Right. Right.
Why? I'm going to live by faith. I'm going to rebuke that. I'm going to speak against it and say no weapon formed against me will prosper. Lord, I'm not feel strong, but you said let the weak say that they are strong.
Hallelujah.
See, we ain't got time to go around and get to lay down and let everybody say, well, you know, Jesus can help you, maybe he can. No, we got to experience him. And when we walk by, say, glory to God, you know what I think? You'd be healed of that. I know you can.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I used to do it. I go back, you know, Lord, heal you that broke arm?
Right.
They'd be like, what? Yeah. I pray for you, man. You can go have that cast cut off. We better not do that. Lord sent me out one time to my brother-in-law, and he had gangrene and fixing to cut his foot off. And I mean, that thing is just pus running out of it, you know. And he's fixing to go back to the doctor, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, go out there and pray for his foot. My brother come pick me up when going to work. I said, listen, the Lord wants us to go out. He's going to heal Harvey today. Are you serious? Yeah, man. I said, I'm in the Word of God, man. I'll lay hands on the sick. I ain't got time to think about that now. I'm in that Word. I'm thinking, I'm the one, but God, I'm anointed of God, and I'm anointed.
Hallelujah.
You know? I mean, and so I didn't really think nothing about it. These preachers ever heard about somebody. I ain't going to, you know, don't get into all that reasoning.
Right.
Whatever God's saying in His Word and tells you, you just go do it.
Amen.
And so I got there. Go in there, sister comes out there, and I had them all. I mean, at that time, you know, I got on people's nerves, because when you're in faith and somebody's in unbelief and doubt and all that, think they love the Lord and they really don't, they ain't going after the Lord, your presence and your words gets on their nerves, but that's okay.
Right.
they got up, Jesus got on some people's nerves too.
Right.
But he wasn't trying to. He loved God and he was out to do the will of God, and so was Paul. So were we.
Amen.
And so she meets us outside, and I said, let's come in. I don't know about that. I'm hardly a little upset at you right now. And I said, that's all right. Are you? Well, no. I said, well, ain't your house, dude? Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you. I said, I'm fine with it. I was used to controversy, man. Right. The devil been trying to get me to turn back ever since I got saved. Right. I mean, everybody seemed like against me at work. I mean, I'd go in and I'd get told at the time clock and all that. I done made it through that year, reflected God, and come out on the other side, thought no weapons formed against me will prosper. I mean, I'm going through and I'm thinking, Lord, why don't they leave me alone? I'm just trying to be a Christian. But I didn't know I was a warrior in the making. You're a warrior in the making.
Amen.
God's anointed you. He's put his spirit in on the inside of you. He's placed giftings and calling in each one of us, right, God? Might not be the fivefold, but you're gifted and he's on the creator's on the inside of you.
Amen.
We go in there, we'll see the thing about it is, we go in there and here they are. They're all drunk, singing. I didn't know it. Got the table full of beer and all that stuff, you know. And dude laying over there snoring, passed out and all that. And I just shoved the beer over and sat down. Praise God. I said, the Lord wants me to pray for your foot. Now, I don't know, Lord, pay. He said, I love God. I said, nah, you don't love God. You don't love God, man. I'm telling you, I love God. I said, nah, you don't love God. He picks up 8-ball. Rub that 8-ball. I've had one before. Y'all ever had 8-ball? 8-ball, 8-ball. Am I going to get some money in the future? Oh, depending on that 8-ball. I had one before, you know. I want to know, man, if I'm going to have money one day or not. He said, 8-ball, 8-ball, I love God. And I said, God, take control of that 8-ball. Speak true through that 8-ball. Praise God. He turned it over there to me and he said, read it. I said, I ain't going to read that. He looked, he put it over there to another guy, to one of his sons, and he says, I say no. I said, I told you. He pulled it back. Oh, 8-ball, 8-ball, do I love God. Flipped it over there to him again. He said, read it. He said, I say no. I said, I told you you don't love God. When he did, it made him mad. The anointing moved in. He got mad. The anointing moved in. They ruck all the beer off. The guitar playing quit. He throwed his old pussy foot up in my lap with it green pussy running out of it. Just rotten. Smell it. You can smell it. This is a true story. Look, God, he throwed that up there in my lap, and I thought, this is what I'm here for. He handed it to me on the platter. Look, God, I slapped hands on that old pussy foot. Hallelujah. And I said, I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that was raised from the dead, of Lazarus, to heal him. I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. This foot will be healed. I said, right now in the name of Jesus. Guy gets up back there crying. He's killed people before, didn't think he could be saved. Praise God, hallelujah, drifters coming through, all kind of things happen. But you know what, long story short here is the next time, I mean it wasn't too long after that, look, God, he went to the doctor, that foot was never amputated, that leg was never amputated. From the time I prayed for it, it began to get better and better. By the time he went back to the doctor, they said, look, the gangrene is leaving.
Hallelujah.
Healed his foot. About 6 months later, he's on disability, you know. About 6 months later, went out and the Lord spoke to me and said, go, I'm going to heal his back. And I thought, glory to God. So my brother come and I said, let's go back to Harvey's. He's out there on the foot now. He's raking leaves. He's raking leaves this morning, praise God. And we pull up out there, jump down, all happy. Boy, I'm happy. I'm like, glory to God, this dude ain't going to have nothing on him. And ain't the old time God gets through. Amen. I walked up to him and I said, the Lord sent us over here this morning, but God, I said, he's healed your foot. I said, you know he did. Yeah, Jesus did. He healed my foot. I said, he wants me to pray for you back. No, don't pray. Don't pray. I said, what? Why not? Man, he healed my back, I'll lose my disability. I thought, oh my God. He would not let me pray for his back. No, he would not let me pray for that back. And I left, and the Lord said, see, he said, people that don't know that I'm a good God and that I will take care of them won't let me heal them because they think they ain't going to have no money. He said, but I can bring more money than the government ever thought about into his life, but he has his trust in something other than me.
Right.
Now, I didn't criticize him. Oh, hey, if you want to stay sick, stay sick.
Right.
Yep. So, you know, I'm not going to lose no sleep over it, praise God. But what I'm saying here, see, God wants me and you here in 2022, 3 and 4 and 5 to live a faith-filled life so that we're going about doing good and healing just like Jesus did. So that we're going about preaching the gospel in all the world. We're all over the world.
Hallelujah.
People say, you're a little church. And I'm like, what little church?
Right. Well, how many are they?
I tell them, I don't judge it by that.
Right.
I said, we're not a little church. I said, we are huge. I said, we have a big, huge audience.
Right.
We're all over the world. Have been since 2008. We go into Egypt. We go into Iran. We go into Israel. Right. I mean, these sermons, every sermon preached here, we upload, and we're going all over the world from the top to the bottom and all the way around.
Right.
God did it. God's anointed you. God's anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. Heal the brokenhearted. Oh, we had a guy come here, tornadoes or whatever, hurricanes come through and over in Texas or wherever they lived at and wiped their houses out and HUD or whatever it was, you know, put them up. They had to move wherever HUD wanted them to or whatever that thing was. Well, they moved them across the street over here. They was raised in a denomination that they'd never heard about healing like was preached here, the Bible. So I tell him, he said, we're not used to this stuff. You know, I was raised in a denomination. I said, well, get your Bible and go sit down back there.
Right.
I said, don't worry about what you've been taught.
Yeah.
I said, just get your Bible. I said, if I'm preaching the Bible, you stay.
Yeah.
But if I'm not preaching the Bible, then you leave.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because they are false prophets out here.
Right.
I said, but just because you've not heard this kind of preaching don't mean that it's not real.
Yeah.
I said, I know. I was raised in one too that taught me if you wasn't their denomination, everybody else is just that faith bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but once I got born again, I said, I went to the Bible. I quit going to all the preachers and all the Christians in the church to give me their opinion of how God is and how things are supposed to be. And I went to the Bible, and I'm telling him. So he goes back there. I said, so you go sit down. I said, and if I'm not preaching in line with the Word of God, then you get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever you go again, if they're not preaching in line with the Word of God, get out of there.
That's right.
I said, because man lives by the word.
Amen.
So he goes back there, and the Lord had me on healing. I'm just, it seems like every service I'm bringing up healing some matter. And so I'm saying, okay, when you go to the doc, don't go to the doc. Don't quit taking your medicine because that's not faith. If God tells you, go to your doctor first. Let your doctor. I'm trying to get people balanced where they're not weirdos and about faith.
Yeah.
Well, I just believe I'm going to throw it down and faith it out. You ain't in faith. God ain't told you to throw it down.
Right.
And so I'm trying to bring balance there. And so I'm preaching that way. Every time you take your medicine, I said, every time you take your medicine, I said, the Bible says that healing is the children's bread. Don't we eat bread? We eat bread. The Bible says healing is the children's bread. So we should be eating.
Yeah.
And so I'm teaching down these lines, and I said, "Look, God," I said, "every time you take your medicine, praise God, you say, 'Lord, thank you. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed.' And Lord, your healing power is working with this natural medicine, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that I'm healed." Well, so he went, started going back to the doctor, you know, and the doctor would tell him, "Well, we've got to take you off of this and take you off of this." And every time he would go, the doctor would take him off of something.
Lord,
so he wasn't taking but one or two little medicines whenever they moved him from here. Well, it was so amazing to him. Then I started talking about speaking to your body, speaking to your finances, believing for that the blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 10:22, makes rich. Why? What am I doing? I'm trying to get people to live, and I'm trying to live a faith-filled life.
Hallelujah, man.
It's a wonderful walk.
Right.
When you know that trouble are coming your way, and that God's going to work it out. Well, you know what? Things started happening for his family over there. He got up one morning, went out there, and there was groceries all over his front porch. He don't know who brought them or nothing. Somebody went and bought bags of groceries and just delivered them to his house.
Man.
He started getting in there saying in his house, "I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed." He told, come to me and said, "I feel stupid doing this." I said, "I know, it's the flesh."
Right.
That's why the Bible says we walk by faith. Paul says, "As we have believed, therefore we speak." If you believe you're broke, speak it. Just go ahead and tell everybody. Pull up the gas pump and gripe about it. "But I'm telling you, I was having some money until the gas went up. I was getting ahead." Well, that's what you believe.
Yeah.
You believe in God can't bless you at $5 a gallon. You're believing that God's able to meet $1.80. But he can't meet, he's able to get you $3.50 for a gallon of milk. But when it goes up to $7, good Lord Almighty. Is God able to get $3.50 and $7.50? Absolutely. He is the same God. Jesus said, "I am the same today, yesterday, and forevermore." But me and you, see, we can have goosebumps in church, and we can get all excited in church when somebody's under the anointing and it's flowing. But it's out at the gas pump. It's when you pick up the gallon of milk.
Right.
That's when the word has to be put into action. I call it exercising the word of God. Well, you know what he did? That man sat back there, he lived across the street over there. He sat back there, heard that, and started experiencing things, called up some woman over yonder in Georgia that had a mass on her head. I don't know if it was cancer or what, praise God. Told her, "Get down here. You get healed in this church." That lady drives all the way from Georgia down here.
My God.
To be in service. Comes up here, prayed God, went on in her head with oil, and you know what? She went back and got healed of that.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now what if we sat in here, "God, Jesus, Lord, if you can, wrap your loving arms around that poor thing. Oh, God, if you can." What do you mean, if you can? He ain't wrapping his loving arms. He's in us.
Amen.
"Lord, visit their house, if you can." He stays there. They got to let him in, but he's still there. What if we'd have been preaching, "Oh, God, look at that, man. I don't know if he can heal that or not. Ooh, that looks bad. That thing looks bad." Well, he can't do nothing with that. Jesus, the Bible says Jesus could do no mighty works in his own hometown.
Yeah.
And it goes on, tells why. Because of their unbelief. He could only heal a few. And I saw that, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Son," he said, "if I'm able to do in your life what my Bible says I can do, it'll be because you believe against what it looks like."
Right.
He said, you will believe the word of God, not based on what your finances are, what your body is. I went to the Lord one time, and I told him, I said, "Lord, I was lost when I married Teresa. I think she's the devil's daughter." I got to quiet. All of y'all was just good little saints before you got saved. But... Well, no. I could tell Solomon Doris is just jacked y'all up. I don't know why don't she testify. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, he's a life-changing God. And after I got born again, the word of God began, I began to find out I'm a king and a priest unto God. And I quit looking at myself as just old Scotty from the Weston family, you know, and just raised poor and all that stuff. And that's just the way we was. And it's just attitudes we have. And it's just fine. And it's just war and all. I quit thinking that way. I started thinking I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm supposed to walk in love. I'm supposed to love people now. Pray God. I started changing the word. The word began to change my thinking, began to bring me into the image of Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yeah, people will tell you that Jesus didn't have no house. He didn't after he started his ministry at 30. He didn't have time to go home. He was sent to go to different places to bring the gospel. He was sent to heal the brokenhearted. Where do you think Jesus was? Just laid out in the desert up till he was 30? No. He lived in a house. He was a carpenter, wasn't he? I'm sure he built him a house. He built houses and tents and stuff. See, we got to watch what the enemy tries to bring into us. Like poor old Jesus didn't have nowhere to lay his head. He was just born in a manger. It's because the motels was full. They were full. The inns were full. There was nowhere else for Jesus. He born in a manger. People were all poor. No, he was the king.
Yeah.
He is the king of kings. That's us. King of kings.
Yeah.
Lord of lords. We're supposed to be lording over things. We're supposed to be lording over darkness. We're supposed to be lording over sickness and disease. We're supposed to be lording over poverty and oppression. Richard and them, they were suicidal when they started the church here.
Yeah.
Right. On all kinds of oppression medicine and stuff and all of that. Come down here and give their heart to the Lord Jesus. Praise God. And started coming off all that, started laying hold of the word of God. Now we put up some stuff with you for a few years. Mm-hmm. But that's okay, you're a blessing. That's what Jesus was called to do.
Right.
Now, what if we was here and we're like, good God, Richard, now, I mean, they're just so messed up. Golly, we're going to send y'all to church and know what to do, y'all.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be bad?
Right.
No. We said, I mean, Travis, he told me one time, not about Richard, but he told me one time, he said, Dad, all these people that's messed up are drawn to you in our church. Why can't we get people that ain't messed up? I said, son, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
I said, man, I said, God sends them where the anointing is at.
Man.
He can't send them. I mean, you know, this lady came to church here and people thought she was a witch. She dressed like one. She looked like one. She acted like one. Long hair. I thought all she needs is a broom. We got a live witch in her. But you know what? When she started coming, I thought she's who I'm looking for. But God, I want them witches in here.
Right.
Them witches and them warlocks.
Yeah.
You know, I want them in here demon possessed. I'm preaching one out. I said they're going to come in. They're going to be demon possessed. But God, they're going to be blah, blah, blah. Lady slipped her hand up. She said, Brother Weston, could you let me know before you cast him out? I'm getting out of here. I'm like, what? Man, you're supposed to be piling in here with me. You're scared of the devil. I mean, I'm not in the service. And I'm like, what? Man, Lord, send me some people. I ain't scared of the devil.
Right.
But God, I ain't scared of him. He tried to kill me. He tried to wreck my marriage before I got saved. He tried to kill me. Tried to get me to kill people. He tried. There's a lot of them that worked on there in prison right now. Dead. He tried to get me to do all those things. But when I got redeemed, I realized what he had been trying to do. I told Teresa, I said, we're meant to be together. God put us together even though we were lost. Hallelujah. I said, and you know what? Satan tried to take us apart and destroy us and all of that, unbeknown to us. I said, but now we're born again. I said, there ain't no man can put us under.
Right.
I made up my mind based on the word of God. And here we are, going on 37 years.
Yeah.
We're about to catch up with our neighbor. They've been married 40. Somebody told me that they've been married 55 years. I said, we're catching up with you. We're going to catch you. I don't say I don't know if we're going to make it.
Right.
It gets rough around the house sometimes. Teresa gets that attitude. Blah, blah, blah. You know, she gets it. I'm messing with her yesterday. She's going to spank me. She tells me, I'm going to jack you up. And I'm like, well, jack me up. And I'll tell her, I'm going to run across here. But God, I'll jump up and wrap my leg around you, take you to the ground. I have fun around my house. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but God, right?
Yeah.
Ain't enough sad stuff going on everywhere in the world. I might as well not let it get in my house. You can't sink a boat if you don't let the water in.
Right.
You just stay in the boat and keep the water out.
Right.
I was on the job the other day, back last week, and Travis and them was on two doors, and I'm on one in the back, and the wind's blowing, it's raining. And I'm just done pumping up in there. And I thought, man, I gotta do something about this. Travis and I looked up there the other day out there dry, didn't come out of their coats and all that. Here I am back there fighting a blizzard and water running in on them. I mean, they're just a few feet away, Gunny. So I go up, I thought, thank God, I'm gonna do something about this. So I go out there and I lean me some tin up on that building. I stopped that. How many know that when we're walking in faith, he's a shield?
Yeah.
He is a shield about us. He is a buckler, hallelujah. He's our strong tower. Yeah. The Bible says the righteous run into him and they're what? Saved.
Amen.
See, and that guy, he told me, he said, man, y'all a faith bunch. I said, no, that's the real body of Christ. You just ain't met none of them yet.
Right.
Yeah. My church didn't teach that. I said, well, maybe you're in the wrong place. Maybe they don't know. Maybe you need to hook them up with our ministry.
Right.
Maybe you need to get them hooked up where they start listening. Start teaching this Bible. I said, this ain't my teaching. This ain't my word. I didn't come up with this. I said, it's been in that Bible way before I got here. I said, the Lord is just making real to me what's in the Bible and all of y'all.
Amen.
He's made it real to me. I'm rich.
Yeah.
I'm rich before I got any money. Yeah. I'm down there, but God, I'm blunt going in. But I'm so broke, I'm getting $10 a month, a week allowance, and I'm letting them steal it from me in the jail. And I come out of that jail, but God, I'm blessed going in. Go to work on Monday morning, you got any money, Scotty? Nope, I got some, just ain't went and checked it out yet. What bank you got it in? The heavenly one. Don't the Bible say to lay up for yourself treasures in heaven?
Yeah.
Right? Well, I figure I got a banking account up there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now lay up some of my tithe and I give and I sow. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. The Bible says, don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap. I will reap if I don't quit.
Glory to God.
Amen. See how that Bible calls you to be set apart?
Amen.
My brothers told me I was up there, and when we was all going, everybody going through 7, 07, 08, 09. I lost 150,000, went down 1 year, 150,000, and I mean, next year, 100,000. They does my book. She knows what I'm talking about.
Right.
I mean, within 2 or 3 years, I'm down $300,000 from what I was 2007.
Yeah.
I'm about to lose everything in the natural. My home, quit foreclosure. They done put me in foreclosure. And all of that. And we're standing up, and a couple of my brothers talking. I'm not talking down on them today. Look, everybody goes through and have to get adjusted and make choices. Yeah. We're going to walk by faith or not.
Right.
We have to make a choice. We're going to be healed or not. We're going to have to make a choice. Like, I'm going to be blessed like that Bible says or not. We have to make a choice. Everybody makes those choices.
Yeah.
to believe God or be in unbelief. So, anyways, I'm up there, you know, and I'm telling, well, you know, it's talking about bankrupt and this, that, trying to figure a way out, you know. And if you go debtor's court, different things, debtor's court, you can keep your stuff and make minimum payment, all kinds. They just try, I mean, all we're doing is trying to, you know, and so I spoke up and I said, well, I ain't none of that in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
I said, we're not supposed to lose nothing.
Right.
Yeah. I said, the Bible says, and I go to quote scripture, you know. And I didn't even feel good when I'm telling them this. I didn't feel good when I'm saying it. I wanted to tell them, look, I know how you are. Oh, man, let's pray for one another because I'm 3 months behind. They done told me I got to move out. And the banks are fixing to come get all my vehicles. And I wanted to tell them, I feel it too, buddy.
Right.
But I just could not minister that junk. I couldn't do it. I thought the Bible says, call those things that be not as though they are. Hallelujah. And so I told them, I said, no, man. Now Jesus said, I begin to quote scripture and all that. Well, we went off and I went on home. And you know, when you're being confronted with a challenge of believing in the middle of your mess, it don't feel good. It just don't. It feels like that's not the answer I need. And so I went off, and they go on, and they're going down the road, and one of them said, oh, fat cat Scotty has all his money in the bank, and blah, blah, blah. See, they didn't know I was fixed like they were,
right,
far as in the natural.
Yeah.
You know? And so, anyways, praise God, later on, when all the storm was gone, all the dust was settled, praise God. And I was telling one of them, I said, yeah, man, remember that? And I was just, man, I was 3 months behind. I was giving the testimony then. And he realized, man, that was when you were telling us that. And so he told me, he said, man, I'm sorry, man. I said, what, man? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, you remember we was telling you that? We was talking about all that? I said, oh, yeah, I remember. He said, I didn't know you was about to lose your house and all that stuff. I said, why would I tell you? You already had enough trouble.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
What good is that going to do? They losing theirs, they sure can't save mine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I said, oh, it's okay, man. I said, I really didn't think nothing about it, you know. I said, but we got to learn how to fight. I mean, I'm just saying, today, we got to learn how to fight the good fight. The 1 Timothy 6 press says, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold.
Glory
to God. Fight the good fight. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Go ahead. Yeah. But by every word that cometh out of the mouth, the Lord shall man live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Teresa one time. I mean, I was a messed up guy, real bad jealous guy. You know, if you look at Teresa, if we pull up and the coke box her and you turn around, guy turns around and looks at her, it's gonna be on at the coke box. I mean, just seriously, I was a loose cannon and I wasn't scared. Some people loose cannons, they run that mouth and they scared, you know. They then they go after you, back out. I'll get you next time. No, you're a security cat, man. You better keep your mouth shut. Somebody hurts you. You ain't gonna back it up. Don't say it. Well, you know, loose cannon. And you know what? I made up my mind. Bless God. When I got born again, I'm at the jail, and I'm sitting there. And this dude, the Lord had opened the yelled up for me to go minister, and this dude, I'm letting my partner minister a little bit. I thought, well, I'm going to let him minister one day, you know. And so I'm just sitting there. We walked in, and I squatted down against the block wall, and I'm listening to him minister. And this guy's clawed up. I know what it is, fingernails. He got a little wild mama like I have. But anyways, the Lord speaks to him. And the Lord said, tell him that I'll set him free. And I said, Lord, I can't tell him that, Lord. I'm still bound myself with jealousy. The Lord said, tell him that I'll set him free. Tell him I'll set him. How many know you don't have to be jealous of your mate?
Right.
You born again, you done, you and I overcome that. I don't care if they leave you, you still don't have to be jealous.
Right.
Bible says him the Son sets free, it's free. Right?
Right.
And so I got up and I walked up to that guy and I told him, see, now this is what living by faith. God says, do something.
Right.
Now I have to do it by faith. Why? Because I'm not free myself, Lord.
Right.
What is it? That's got nothing to do with freedom that's already been done for me. I'm already set free, but I'm not walking in it yet.
Right. Amen.
I'd already been set free from it. So I stand up there and I tell that dude. I said, man, you know what? I said, I know the Lord Jesus. I said, if we're here today, I said, the Lord told me to tell you that he'll set you free from jealousy. That's a lot of what the problem is. I don't know this dude. That's a lot of what the problem is in your marriage or your relationship. Tears begin to run down the dude's eyes, you know. But anyhow, I went on, and from that time on, praise God, I begin to walk that. I begin to experience it. I thought, oh man, I'm not worried about where she went.
Right.
Oh man, I want her to go. So I went and got her own banking account. I went and got her. She had her own money then. Used to. I would keep different brand tires on my vehicle. And I knew if Richard come up there and he had Unirolls and. I knew who come to my house.
Right.
I'd check it out. When I left the house, I'd see how many miles on the car. If she's going to mama's house, I knew how far it was to mama's. Mm-hmm. When I get back, if there's 2/10 of a mile difference on the car, then it's going down. I'd look in the drive. That's torment.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a prison. See, it don't make no difference if it's your mate, or if it's finances, or if it's healing, or if it's afraid to die. You are in torment. The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free. Now, you've got to take that word and believe that you've been set free. Hallelujah. And then you will begin to experience the freedom that word has already done. Jesus was the Word made flesh and dwelt among us, right? 1 John. So I want to encourage you, set out and determine to live a faith-filled life. About your finances, just like this, they come on and I'm over 50 now. They come on and they'll say, if you're over 50, you got the shingles in you. The fly will break out anytime, get you shingle shot. And I'll come back and I'll say, Teresa does especially. Not me. She did that on Facebook and said, not me. I said, why? She's I'm talking to that TV, trying to tell me I'm 50 now, or fixing to be 50, and I got shingles going to break out or whatever. No, we speak to it. No, I got the blood of Jesus working in my body. I'm not going to break out in shingles or nothing else but God. I don't care what the statistics say. I've got a royal family now. I'm in a royal kingdom. Let God, the blessing of the Lord, keep sickness and disease. He said if I'll follow him, then he'll keep sickness and disease far from me. So I want to encourage you. And people have told me, well, why so-and-so was such a good Christian and they suffered with him by another? You're asking the wrong question.
Yeah.
Stay out of that.
Yeah.
Keep focused on the Word. Now you're trying to get distracted from the Word of God.
Yeah.
I mean, I could say, well, you know, every Christian loses a bunch. You win some, you take. You win some, you lose some. God giveth and God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was dumb Job.
Yeah.
He was ignorant.
Right.
He was not born again.
Yeah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now I can go ahead and I can say, well, it happened to them, it'll happen to me. And if somebody gets, well, it happened to so-and-so, and I know they love the Lord, so it's going, you know, there's really not a lot you can do, just keep your hope up. We got to say over here, he says, Hebrews 11 says, now faith is, the evidence. See, the Word of God is all the evidence we need to know how to walk a faith-filled life.
Right.
If I listened to a lot of people, I would live halfway in faith and halfway in unbelief. If I listened to a lot of people, I would lose hope after a little bitty storm come, bless God. But I listened to Jesus and the Word of God. When the storm come, Jesus spoke to the storm, said, "Peace, be still." And then he got on to the disciples, "Why did y'all fear?"
Right.
So I want to encourage you, stand strong. Right. Stay focused on the Word of God and Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ukraine is all that's blasted right now. They tried to keep our attention and keep our attention off of what's really going on.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
So we praying for Ukraine, and I'm praying for Putin. I'm praying for them. God get bring revival over there. Get him born again. Everybody can get together over there. Everybody can get along. Pray for those. Pray for them that are despitefully using you, the Bible says. Hallelujah. So just stay focused. Stay focused and pray the prayer of faith and release your faith and walk in faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads.